The pandemic has had most of Hollywood cowering for the last year or so. Even Marvel superheroes have pushed back their openings. But nothing intimidates a titan. And critic Bob Mondello says two titans will clash starting tomorrow on any screen that will have them. Godzilla versus Kong.
Credit where it's due, Kong knows how to make an entrance. He announces himself by grabbing a tree and tossing it in the air hard enough to punch a hole in the sky. I don't mean that metaphorically, an actual hole. He's shattered the containment dome over his island that's been cleverly camouflaged by his keepers.
We need to start thinking about off-site solutions.
The island is the one thing that's kept him isolated. If he leaves, Godzilla will come for him.
There can't be two Alpha Titans.
The whole theory of an ancient rivalry...
I'll spare you the whole theory. Suffice it to say that letting him out would be nuts. So that's what they do. Before long, while the good guys and some less good guys are talking energy sources and a hollow earth that owes a little something to Jules Verne, Kong is using an aircraft carrier as a surfboard. That's what you came for, right? Off on the side, there's a fearless podcaster taking on a fearsome corporation.
Something bad is going on here. I don't know what it is, but I'm about to walk in and download hard evidence.
But that's mostly to get us to Hong Kong, where there are buildings that can splinter prettily as our leading titans finally get their playdate. I may have imagined this, but at one point I think Kong uses a skyscraper's revolving restaurant as a frisbee. Scale is everything here, and let it be said that the special effects are decently special, and frequently in broad daylight this time, even if they're a little disengaged from anything we'd normally regard as reality, or from people. Back in college, I had a geology prof who, whenever he drew a volcano on the blackboard, also drew a village at its base, his way of giving us a rooting interest when the lava started flowing. Director Adam Wingard and his digitizers don't bother. Godzilla vs. Kong rarely has bystanders to speak of, not even just screamers and runners. I kept waiting for someone to say, "Oh my God, there are 7 million people in Hong Kong." But the eighth wonder of the world and the king of the monsters might as well be throwing punches in the wilderness. Kong has a mean right hook, by the way. Not sure I needed almost 2 hours of throwing punches, even accompanied by collapsing skyscrapers, but after a year spent battling a tiny virus you can't see, audiences may well appreciate a title bout featuring antagonists of a certain size. I'm Bob Mondello.